This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. In Bolivia, President Evo Morales is trying to be a modern-day Robin Hood. He has promised to give 50 million acres of land to peasants, land that's owned by other people. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports on how that idea is playing out.
This is a story of two Bolivias, and it begins on this rain-soaked road. In the tropical eastern half of the country, roads are so bad you can jostle along for 15-mile stretches, hitting more gigantic puddles than pavement. An hour-long, bone-crunching ride from the regional capital, Santa Cruz, delivers us to the prosperous dairy farm of Roger Vacadillas. His ranch sprawls beneath cobalt blue skies and billowing clouds. A cattle breeder, Vacadillas surveys his herd of Holstein, Angus, and Brahman. The morning's work, selecting cows that will be artificially inseminated. Vacadillas's herd of 800 cattle grazes on 1,000 acres of land, a ratio of more than 1 acre per cow. To the landless peasant, it sounds profligate, but by the standards of cattlemen in Santa Cruz, it's modest. Still, Vacadillas worries that the farm that's been in his family for generations could run afoul of the new land reforms. The government has said it does not intend to pursue ranches whose land is used productively. It's after large landholders who speculate in land. Vacadillas says there is no doubt that his farm meets the legal requirements of creating a socioeconomic benefit. But he and others say that the law does not specify how to measure that benefit, and that the uncertainty is encouraging landless peasants to seize land.
Ahora, ahí es donde puede haber el gran conflicto, porque...
Now, this could cause a big conflict because the people who own land, like me, are going to fight, even against the government. This here is my life's work. I obey the law and I produce for the country and I create jobs. If they want to take this away from me, then I'm going to join with others. And we are going to form a front against the government and anyone who wants to ride roughshod over us.
An hour and a half away in the town of Cotoca, Narcisco Perez offers a very different glimpse into the struggle over land in Bolivia. A landless campesino, Perez shyly arranges himself on a park bench in the town square. He talks about his cattle, all 10 of them, and the difficulty of feeding them. We feed our cattle on either side of the highway. We have them graze there, but it's dangerous, he says, adding, last year one of my cows caused a crash. Cotoca is a long way from Perez's hometown of Potosí, which exemplifies a pattern of migration. Indigenous Bolivians from the western highlands, where industries are few and land is barren, make their way here to the milder, more prosperous eastern lowlands. Perez belongs to a group of 780 landless who have united to press for a community plot from the government, something Perez believes that Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous president, will deliver. We have never seen a president like him before, he says. I know that this year there will be a lot more help for peasants and the poor. There is no official count of the number of landless in Bolivia. Estimates range from 20,000 to 200,000. And while there are incidents of peasants seizing land, they are not widespread. The Morales administration says the first phase of its agrarian reform is to hand over government land, 50 million acres worth. Miguel Urioste, a 20-year-long activist, says Morales will only succeed with land reform if he makes the country's land owners, at least the ones who are productive, part of the solution.
Especially this government needs to dialogue with the elites of Santa Cruz, not confronting all the elites like they were the same. You need to build a kind of consensus that we don't have now at the present.
Government officials admit that distribution of land is slow going and say any seizure of wealthy ranches is not in the immediate offing. That's not stemmed the apprehensions of ranchers and the rising expectations of the landless. But for anthropologist Javier Albo, pushing reform even this far is an achievement in itself.
I think that there is more hope now than several years ago, in spite of all the in spites.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Santa Cruz, Bolivia.